Land of the Falling Economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Japan's economy has been taking a beating in the global fallout. We learned today industrial production in November plunged by more than 8%. Sales for cars such as Toyota and Honda and electronics such as Sony are way down over last year, in large part due to Americans not buying those products up as they once did. The price of oil ticked up in Asian trading today. U.S. light sweet crude rose $1.10 to more than $36 a barrel. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, the overall trend still seems to point downward.
Today's modest rise in the price of crude was due to some Christmas Day news from OPEC. The United Arab Emirates announced a production cut. The cartel member told its customers they'll be getting less oil next month. It's the first clear sign, perhaps, that OPEC might actually carry through the cuts it recently agreed, and that just might stop the price of oil falling. Rob Loughlin is a senior oil trader with Man Financial. He says in spite of today's rise, all the signs point to the price of oil heading further south.
We're seeing a lot of countries slowing right down. Japanese economy overnight slowed down. For the first time, and I'm a bit of a dinosaur that I can remember, actually people don't want OPEC oil.
Some Wall Street banks forecast that crude could fall to less than $25 a barrel. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Asian markets were mixed. The markets that were open today, the Nikkei was up by about 1.5%. European markets closed today for the long holiday weekend. Wall Street reopens today, but trading's expected to be light there. If you're looking here for some good news about the holiday shopping season, you're about to be disappointed. That's exactly what retailers are this season, with one gauge showing a big drop in sales from last year. Spending Pulse is a division of MasterCard Advisors. It says credit card, check, and cash sales plunged by 5.5% to 8%. There was some bargain hunting over the past week, but even last-minute shopping was disappointing. Here's Jill Barshay.
Under the Christmas tree this year wasn't anything close to a bare floor. But retail analyst Marshall Cohen of the NPD Group says Americans bought fewer gifts and spent less money on the gifts they did buy.
In some cases, they would even not buy the significant other a gift this year. So maybe husband didn't buy wife, wife didn't buy husband. In most cases, the one thing I kept hearing over and over was they were knocking the in-laws off the list this year.
Cohen says it's not just the bad economic times that are to blame. He says there weren't any new technological innovations on the market that might have inspired consumers to buy. Retail experts say many stores won't be able to pay back loans they took out to finance their Christmas inventories. That means bankruptcies for them and liquidation sale shopping for the rest of us in 2009. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Paramount Pictures, presenting The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, starring Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett, directed by David Fincher, in theaters everywhere. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
In Hollywood, it's the time of year producers are talking about lasting impressions. And it seems like they're putting their best foot forward with some indie flicks that are sure to get some attention. We're joined this morning by Michael Spire, executive editor of Variety. Michael, here we are in the middle of a pretty important time for movie makers. What's out there right now?
Well, it's funny because it's the time of year when you have huge movies, but it's really the time for what they call prestige movies in the industry. Things like Revolutionary Road and Doubt and movies that rely on critics' praise and hugs and kisses. They open small and then they get bigger and bigger. And then by the time the awards come around, they're name movies and people recognize them.
That sounds so warm and fuzzy, though.
Always.
What about these movies that obviously are reliant upon independent financing? And these are movies that are usually award winners, right?
Absolutely. And boy, the indie film world has changed so many times in the past few years. At first, it was really indie kind of grassroots movies. And then the studios realized that you can make money on them. So they created indie units. Something like Paramount Vantage would be part of Paramount. Something like Fox Searchlight would be part of Fox. But even they're having problems now because basically asking for money is harder than ever now.
And the bottom line, of course, is the recession is affecting everything. You know, we talk about movies being recession-proof, right?
Yeah, they really are. I mean, a movie is, you know, $10, $11 on average. So the average person still goes to the movies. In fact, this was a record year, and we're looking ahead to 2009. It could be even a bigger year. The problem is these movies are part of conglomerates. A perfect example is Time Warner. They have Warner Brothers, which if those movies do well, like The Dark Knight, one of the biggest movies of all time, good for them. The problem is they have other parts of their conglomerate that need to do well, and if they don't do well, that kind of offsets the success of the movie business.
Lots of big things to talk about in 2009. Michael Spire, executive editor of Variety, thanks for being with us. Happy New Year.
You too.
And finally, China's known for its movie fakes, but starting next month, some brand new releases will be available there to view online. No, not more bootlegs. It's Hollywood trying to create a legitimate market. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Warner Brothers will offer newly released films for a fee to China's 250 million web users. That's a big market. Problem is, almost everyone here downloads illegally or buys bootleg DVDs for a dollar each. So Warner Brothers is trying to squeeze into that price point. It'll charge 60 cents per online movie. Lucas Engelhardt monitors Chinese internet ventures for the firm Blogger Insight. He says Hollywood works hard to make money in China. But for now, the best it can hope for is a cameo appearance.
I think it definitely shows that the pirates have changed the game. They don't have any other options, and so right now, they need to find a way to try to monetize all these viewers. It's a long road. It's going to be slow to teach people and convert them.
Chinese piracy has cheated the movie industry out of almost $3 billion in annual sales, says one study. A Warner Brothers official describes video on demand as a crack at creating a real digital market in China. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us at our website, marketplace.org. The number's there. Business news of the day as well, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Friday and a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.